President Mamadou Tonja's term expires in December, and Niger's constitution says he may not run again. This referendum is meant to remove that restriction and allow the 71-year-old leader to have another 3 years in office and run again after that if he wants. The Economic Community of West African States is threatening to sanction President Tonja if he changes the constitution. The European Union has suspended aid because it says the government is committing grave violations of the rule of law and democratic values. The French Foreign Ministry says the referendum is outside the constitutional framework and threatens to weaken Niger's institutions in a lasting fashion. President Tonja says the referendum is a matter between himself and the people of Niger, a direct dialogue that does not include his political opponents.
Et à sa demande, point, l'opinion internationale.
President Tonja says he's talking only to the people of Niger because they are the ones who asked him to stay in power. Now, he says, the international community wants him to go back. But Mr. Tonja says he never will because he serves the people of Niger, not the international community. State radio is urging people to vote massively, telling them that voting yes to remove term limits means improving their living conditions, while voting no means staying in poverty. About 6 million of the country's 15 million people are registered to vote. Soldiers and police voted Monday in large numbers, but turnout Tuesday in the capital was light. Suleiman Ibrahim heads Niamey's polling station number 6.
Pour l'instant, ça se passe très bien. Donc, on n'a aucun problème. Les gens, ça, ils
font... Ibrahim says there have been no problems with the vote so far, and no confrontation with those who oppose the referendum. Niger's parliament and its constitutional court both told the president that removing term limits is illegal. President Tonja dissolved both bodies and now rules by decree. Opposition leader Mahamadou Issoufou says the referendum is a coup d'etat. Issoufou is calling on all sincere Democrats and patriots in Niger to mobilize against what he calls this illegal referendum. Issoufou says the government has blocked anti-referendum forces from organizing campaigns in many of the rural regions where he says activists were arrested for speaking out against the vote. Trade unions have organized strikes to protest the president's move. A private radio station was closed for broadcasting an opposition statement about the referendum, and several local journalists have been arrested for writing that associates of the president, including his son, are corrupt. Student Ibrahim Sanya says he thinks the referendum is a good thing. Sanya says he wants President Tonja to continue in office because it's the best thing for the country and will help develop Niger. Amadou Hama says he voted, even though he says he does not know much about the controversy surrounding President Tonja's move to prolong his time in power. Hama says his real problem is finding enough food for his family. Niger is one of the world's poorest countries, where as many as 80% of the people live on subsistence farming at the edge of the Sahara. President Tonja says one of the reasons the people of Niger want him to stay in power is to complete several large infrastructure projects, including a Chinese-financed oil refinery, a hydroelectric dam, and a French uranium mine. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.